it is good news that I'm here to deliver. And one might wonder how that happened, because if you think about our tourism year, we started off with an ice storm in the east and a spring blizzard in the west. So it was a cold and wet early tourist season, and that hampered us a little bit. And then after things got rolling a little bit, we had such things as the sequestration that caused funding cuts to some of our national parks and our national forest. And then we had the government shutdown and the October blizzard. The October blizzard, of course, not only had devastating impacts on our farmers and ranchers, but they also caused some of our attractions to have to shut down early. They caused some tour buses that were coming to cancel. And then the sequestration closed Mount Rushmore. So our tourism industry had a little bit of a challenge over the course of the year. And despite that, the numbers were good. Looking at 2013 over 2012, taxable sales were up 4.5% in 2013. Again, comparing 2013 to 2012, inquiries were up 8.4%. Unique visitors to our website, travelsd.com, were up 3%. Visitation to South Dakota was up 3.1%. And then if you look at our information centers along I-90 and I-29, total cars were up 8%, total tour buses were up 9%, and tour buses with foreign visitors were up 38.2%. And in terms of how this looks for the South Dakota economy, the news is equally as positive. In 2013, the total economic impact of our visitor industry was $1.98 billion impact. That's an increase of 2.8% over last year, or over 2012, I should say. And tourism generated 19.41% of the total state and local tax revenues, which were collected last year. And that amounts to $295 million. Nearly 28,000 jobs were supported by core travel and tourism economic activity in 2013. That means one out of 11 South Dakotans depend on travel and tourism. And without tourism, each South Dakota household would pay about $892, almost $900 more in taxes each year. 2012, the Department of Tourism contracted with Longwoods International. That's a leader in marketing research to conduct a study of the marketing impact in South Dakota. And they show that for every dollar spent marketing our tourism opportunities, we receive back about $5 in tax revenue. So when we're out there pitching at the Minnesota Twins games, or when we're on those radio ads in Kansas City, spending that money to market, for every dollar we spend, we get $5 back. So the good news is that tourism continues to be a job-creating, revenue-generating industry that many of our South Dakotans are engaged in and enjoy being engaged in.